I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on September 25th, 2019. The GNOME Foundation is facing a patent claim against Shotwell. The foundation today announced that this lawsuit is alleging patent infringement. The claim has been made by the Rothschild Patent Imaging LLC company and relates to the GNOME Shotwell photo manager. While exercising the usual caution when commenting about an ongoing case, Neil McGovern, the executive director of the GNOME Foundation, stated that, quote, "We have retained legal counsel and intend to vigorously defend against this baseless suit." Cloudflare warps into the future. Trialed back in April and with 2 million users on the waitlist, Cloudflare has now announced the general availability of its Warp VPN. Available for free on both Android and iOS, the Warp app routes your internet traffic through Cloudflare servers to secure it from sniffing while in transit. There are no bandwidth limits on the service, and Cloudflare has introduced a paid tier that promises an additional 30% performance improvement, with monthly pricing being set in line with the local cost of a Big Mac, wherever you are in the world, wherever that happens to be. However, anyone who had hoped that Warp would provide a free means of circumventing geo-blocking, well, you'll be disappointed. Not only is your real IP address exposed to any websites that you visit, but you're also unable to control the route that your traffic takes. Widely used form software is vulnerable to a remote code execution. An anonymous researcher has discovered that vBulletin, the web's most widely used form software, has a trivially exploitable remote code execution bug. The proprietary software, written in PHP, is extensively used by large corporations such as Sony Pictures, Valve, EA, and even NASA. The flaw affecting all of vBulletin's 5 series releases dates back to 2012 and allows non-registered users to execute arbitrary shell commands simply by making a specially crafted HTTP post request. Once the exploit became public, the CEO of Zerodium Exploit Acquisition Company tweeted that it'd been known about and on sale for years. And our last headline today, Google Coden 2019. Google has announced that organizations looking to join their next Coden challenge will be able to apply in just a couple of weeks. Coden is an annual contest designed to introduce 13 to 17-year-olds to open source software development, which over the last 9 years has seen 11,000 students from 108 different countries take part. A unique aspect of the program is the mentoring available to students as they work through their tasks, all of which are reflective of the real-world development process, and they range from coding to writing documentation and undertaking outreach activities. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/13. Wes will be back with the news tomorrow.